It's Marconi. Where are we right now?
We're at the Tryon Creek watching the game right now.
Budbacker Bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm here with Andrew, also known as Tad.
Tall, awesome dude.
Not
awkward.
But whatever, Kid Chris calls him Tad, referring to tall, awkward dude.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I got the name because he asked me to come in the morning show for my first time. Wasn't sure if I should say anything, what I was supposed to be doing. And they asked me to take pictures of this naked woman who was playing
piano.
The keyboard. Yeah. Singing to Kid Chris. And
the video is up on KUFO.com.
Yeah, no, I took it. But I'm just standing there filming this bizarre woman. And naturally felt a little bit awkward, and I'm 6'6", so the name kind of stuck. But the interns are boosting my ego by calling me tall, awesome dude. So.
Well, see, they're very nice of them. Well, we were just sitting here talking about Schick razors and how they're better than the Mach 4.
Oh, God. I mean, you've got the Mach 3, but I've got the Warp 3 right
and,
here.
And then we started talking about grooming tools, and you have a hair trimmer, and you went into detail about what? Your manscaping?
Oh, well, we all got to take care of that urban jungle down there. You know, I'm not like one of those Italian guys on that MTV show out there tanning, but every now and
like
then.
Like Jersey Shore, you mean?
Yeah. But every now and then, I got to do a little bit of manscaping for the lady, because, you know, I like to require some maintenance from her, so it's only fair that, you know, return the favor. But
so do you ever use the grooming tool on your face afterwards?
No. However, I don't even want to name names. Well, he's in Seattle, so Joey, I'm sorry, you're going to find out now if you're listening to this. But you stayed at my apartment for 2 weeks.
And he used it on his junk?
No. I had it charging because I'm cleaning the bathroom. It's charging. I really don't use it that much. Swear to God. But it's one of those awkward situations where you see someone start to do something and he starts using this on his face. And my first reaction is to slow motion dive and slap it out of his hand. But
Even tell him, did you?
I didn't.
He's finding out now, isn't he?
He's finding out now, dude. You used that on your face and I used that on my junk.
You used this junk groomer on your face.
Yeah, I don't think I cleaned it either.
I think we've all learned a lesson here today. Never go to Andrew's house and use his grooming device. By the way, why is your friend using your shaver anyway? Doesn't he have his own?
Well, he was staying at my place, and all I gotta say is you start something that terrible, you just don't want to stop anybody.
So I'll just sit down and breathe through our mouths now.
But, thank you. Anytime you want to use it, it's all yours.
Yeah.